Here we are in Mishpatim, and for me, it's always in the nature of an adventure to start learning Mishpatim, because I think the superficial way of looking at the mitzvahs of the Torah would yield that the Eidos, the Chukim, those are mitzvahs which tell us something about our Yiddishkeit. They tell us that's what a Yid is supposed to be, that is how you're supposed to act, that is how your yachas to the Ribbono Shlalom is supposed to express itself. But in Mishpatim, which is essentially civil law, I don't expect any big hashkofe issues. More a matter of technicality, who is Hayev, who is Potter, what are your obligations, and so on. The truth, of course, is completely different. And verkehrt, in these Mishpatim, we get a better idea of what it means to be an Am Hashem, what it means to be Taka, the people of the Ribbono Shlalom, and to see how much more he expects from us than we would normally have expected. I want to talk today about two of the mitzvahs in Ribbis and the Hashova So Avot, the Issur against taking interest when we lend money to a Jew, and also the obligation to return the pledge which the person gives me to know that he's going to pay his debt, and the halachas which are connected with that. Now, the truth is that when we think about the Issur of Ribbis, the Issur of taking interest for a loan, at first sight it seems to be not a very logical thing. Because why should I not be allowed to rent out my money? I'm allowed to rent out my house, I can rent out an apartment, I can rent you my lawnmower. Why shouldn't I be allowed to lend you my money, to rent it to you, I should say? You're asking me to give it up for a certain period of time. Fine, so I'll charge you for it. We're not talking about usury over here, where people take advantage of poor people who are starving and charge them 80 or 90% interest and utterly ruin their lives. That's obviously an evil thing to do, and we could understand if that would be what the Torah forbids. But it's not that way. The Torah asks us even a 1%, 2% interest. I can make 3% in the bank on a savings book. Why should I be obliged to take my money out and lend it to you without being compensated for it? Not an easy mitzvah to understand. But let's have a look at the posuk in the Torah, and especially let's have a look at what the Ramban says about that posuk, and it's mamish an eye-opener. Posuk says like this, this is in Perek Chof Beis, posuk Chof Dalet. Im kesef talveh es ami, lend money to my people, es he'oni imoch, to a poor person who lives in your community, lo siye yelo kenoshe, not be like a creditor to him. Those simon all of Neshach, don't impose interest on him. Now, it's a difficult pasuk to understand. What do you mean, don't be a creditor to him? But why not? I am a creditor. I'm lending him money. And what's a creditor? A creditor is somebody who lends somebody money, who is owed money. So what does the Torah mean when it says, lo siye loy kenoshe? Don't act towards him as you would act if you were a creditor. Well, I am a creditor, and what shouldn't I do? So the Torah is clear. Lo simon ol of neshach. Don't put interest on him. Well, excuse me, that is what creditors do. Try going into a bank and borrowing money, and you'll see that they charge you interest. And moreover, it seems a perfectly logical thing to do. So what is really going on here? So we have a little hint in the Torah. It says, in kesef talveh es ami. Now, es he'oni imach. Now, es he'oni imach is an apposition to ami, meaning, if you lend money to my people, and whom do I mean by my people? Es he'oni imach, the poor person who is with you. Now, why call him ami? If he's a poor person, he's an individual. He's not my nation, so in what sense is ami? In case of talveh es ami, I'm not lending money to my nation, I'm lending money to this particular poor man who's trying to borrow the money from me. So in what sense is my people? Well, let's consider that in a moment, after we see what the Ramban says on this pasuk. What the Ramban says on this pasuk, it says like this: Lo siya yelo kenosha. Do not act to him as you would if you were a creditor. Ban points out hu hamalve. The nosha is the Hebrew term for malve, meaning money. What is the pasuk telling me? Yoma. The pasuk is telling to me like this: Lo tiya lo kemalve. Shouldn't be in relation to him as a normal creditor. And what is a normal creditor? Kemoshel leloive, like somebody who is a master over the loive. In Yin Shukosov, as it says in the Pasuk in Mishle, Be'evet loive leish malve, that the person who borrows money is like a servant to the creditor. Every time he sees him, he has to blush, he has to stutter, he has to wonder, oi gewalt, this person did me such a toiver, and I am a shubber to this person, I owe him money, and who knows where he got the money, and you're going to feel embarrassed, and it's going to be terrible for you. But I don't want that. Again, what does the pasuk say? Ki inyan shekosov eved loiveli ish malve. I don't want you to be a moishel over him. I don't want your relationship with him to be the relationship of a master to a servant. Avol, what do I want? You should behave towards him, and you should taka have a relationship to him as though he had never borrowed from you ever in his life. The Ramban seems to learn these are two psukim kibitzvahs. First of all, don't act towards him as would a creditor. That means don't make him feel that he really owes you and is subservient to you, he is your evet. Loisosim olav neshach. Furthermore, you mustn't charge him interest. Neshach kesav, neshach oichel, either making him pay extra money or making him give you food. I don't want that. What do I want? Aval tiye ha-halvo elav chesed. Your lending to him should be an act of kindness. Loisitol mimeno to'eles kovod v'loi to'eles momen. Don't exact from him, don't take away from him a something which is useful to you, either in the sense that it gives you covet, that covet accrues to you, or extra money. I don't want you to do that. What the Torah is saying over here is, going to take one normal business transaction, lending money. We know that any part of any business, lending money. And what the Torah is saying over here is, I'm going to take this business transaction, going to take it out from a background of business, and I want you to do an act of chesed. Forget about a normal business practice. Forget about what's reasonable. I know the Rabban Sham is saying ki'ilu that it's not reasonable to ask you to give your money away for extended periods of time and not charge any interest for it. That's not a prudent way of handling money. But what the Rabban Sham is saying is, that's not a prudent way of handling money in the business world. But I want you to act towards your fellow Jew different. I want you not to charge him interest. Because this particular business transaction of a loan, I want to make it that it should not be a business transaction. I want to make it that it should be an act of chesed, an act of kindness. Again, let's see the Ramban again. Avol tiye ha-halvo elof chesed. Not a business transaction. Now, why not? What's wrong with doing business? I'm allowed to open a store, and if I'm going to sell things without making profit on them, then I'm going to go broke. So I'm not allowed to do business. That is what the Torah is telling us when it says, the Loshon, im kesef talve es ami, es heoni imach. You're lending money to somebody who, like you, is a member of my people. You have so much in common. You have a history, have a destiny in common. You're so much more than a wealthy person and a poor person, than the man and the person who needs it. So much more in your relationship. You are Ami, you are my people. You went to Mitzrayim together. You came out of Mitzrayim together. Don't be the kind of person who has to define every financial negotiation which he makes with somebody as a business deal. And say, well, look, I like to be a nice person, I like to give talk, I like to do everything, but business is business. And in business, there's no room for tzedakah. Oh, are you wrong, Rabbi Nishon says. Business, there's a lot of room for tzedakah. I want you to lend your friend money to a person, and lend him money, and moment, you may not be so sure that you'll ever get the money back. Never mind. Don't charge him for the money. Don't charge him for the risk that you're taking in money. He is Amid. You know, the halacha is that with money to a goy, we are allowed to take interest. That's not discriminating against goyim. Try and find a guy who will lend to you any most reasonable thing. He's not going to have a tine on the landlord that he takes rent for his apartment. Oh, what's wrong with charging interest when you lend a guy money? There's nothing wrong. It's not treating him bad. Normally, it's the Jew whom I have to treat abnormally. Banisham says this perfectly reasonable business transaction, not supposed to be a business, wanted to be act of kindness. So much hadrocha lies in this. So much the Rebbeinu telling us, look, I can expect these things from you. I can't expect to tell you, look, you may never allow to do any business. People have to do business, they have to live. But not everything has to be business. I'm selecting this act of lending money, take it out of the realm of business, and to put it into the realm of chesed. That makes this Issa of Ribbis a very, very nice neighbor to the next halacha over here, the next posuk, which is, hey, take as a pledge the garment of your neighbor. That means you lend him money and you want to make sure that he pays it back. So you ask him, we have pawn shops all over the place. You ask him, look, give me something which you plan to be a surety that I'll be able to collect my chay. If it was his garment, as we'll see, blanket, the halacha is, you have to give it back to him before evening. I have to give it back to him. I'm holding it in here that I should get my money back. What am I going to gain from it if I have to give it back to him every night? What does the posuk go on? Look, that's his only blanket. This is the garment with which he protects his body. What's he going to lie down in? He's going to cry to me, I will hear, because I am merciful. But also says an interesting quote. He says, and don't say, well, what am I afraid of? That he's going to call to the Ribbono Shel Olam when he's shivering and shaking on his cold bed because I have his blanket. He's going to daven to the Ribbono Shel Olam and the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to punish me. Whom does the Ribbono Shel Olam listen to? Probably to Tzaddikim. So I'll avoid lending to Tzaddikim. I'll only lend to poor people, to bad people. So there, prayers are not going to be answered, and so I'm safe. So the posuk says, no, v'shomati kichanun oni, I'm reading the Ramban on that posuk, umabel trinas kol odom, I listen to the tefillahs of every person, aval v'she'ena hogun, even if he's not such a tzaddik, deras chinam, because I listen, not because I want to gain anything from him, but I'm free, I'm available. Don't think, I won't take pledges from tzaddikim. And I won't give it back to him. At night when he's going to lie in his bed and shivering and shaking, he's going to cry to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not going to listen to his tefillah. You wrong. I am Chanan. I am a merciful Ribbono Shel Olam. Anybody who turns to me in his sorrow is assured of my listening to him. Now, so I think of Yaakov Weinberg, about Sridei Ha'esh, points out that this pasuk is unique in the Torah. What is the pasuk if we think about it? What's this pasuk saying? All right, the mitzvah is a big chiddush. I lent him money, I was nice, and suddenly I have to start worrying every night about his blanket. And in the morning I have to start worrying about being home for me when he brings it to me. It makes my life crazy. Why do I have to do all these things? Posuk says, Ki hukesu soy levado, hisim lo soy leoro, bamei yishkaf. What's he going to lie down? What are you asking me for? I'm a nice guy, I lent him money. Why do I have to worry how he's going to lie down? That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam says. Ribbono Shel Olam is saying, yes, you do have to worry. And I know that you have a good question. You have a question, I need a surety for my loan. This guy's leading a good life. Every night he gets his blanket back, so what's going to make him pay me the debt which he owes me? It lies into the face of what a pledge is supposed to be. So, Ki'ilu the Ribbono Shel Olam is countering our question with a question of his own. He's saying, oh, you have a good question. Very unreasonable what I'm asking you to do. And you're right, it is unreasonable. But I have a counter question. Bamei Yishka, where is he going to lie down? If that a Yid, your fellow Yid, should be cold at night, you have his blanket and he's going to be... Good question is a good question. My question is a better question. Bamei Yishka, Boyuk Yitzhak Elai V'Shomati Kichanan Oni. I have a very, very good question. That is what ultimately you have to give it back. Never mind that it flies in the face of logic, because I don't deal in logic, I deal in goodness, I deal in chesed. And in the same way that I prevent you from making a normal loan, in the sense that I say, look, you have to lend the money, it's a mitzvah to lend the money, but you're not going to get it. I want your transaction not to be an act of business, chesed, so I will chobel, tachbel, salmas re'echo, it's the same thing. Totally illogical, totally against any kind of business sense. And if you ask a business person, you get yourself a mentor, and you ask him, how should I run my business? He's going to say, look, you're never going to make any profit. I listen to him, I listen to you. Over here, in two areas, which we regarded as a civil law, and what's that got to do with something which is with every mitzvah that the Rabbi Nishon gives us, what Yiddishkeit demands of us, tries to make us holy. That's what mitzvahs are. Asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav. Not only the mitzvahs of chedos, which make us holy, but if we live with the klolim of the Torah, even in Parshas Mishpotem, and perhaps specifically in Parshas Mishpotem, because our business relationships are very, very important. So then, we are going to learn how to be a Yid, perhaps to savor a little of sanctity, asher kiddushonu b'mitzvosav.